Texte numéro 51. Gen Z aren't intolerant. We're just poor, fed up and want real change. Pampered, illiberal, woke snowflakes. The slurs that are made against Gen Z are so well-worn, so boring, yet they just don't seem to go away. Despite what our elders seem to think, the reality is that our lives are bleak. We are poorer than generations before us, deal with high levels of depression, and face the very real prospect of living through runaway climate breakdown for the rest of our lives. Instead of this being seen as an indictment of a society that has betrayed young people, it is instead used to berate us as fragile or entitled. New research by Channel 4, which looked at more than 1,500 13 to 24-year-olds, shed some light on a debate that seems to go round in circles. It found that the cost of living, a lack of affordable housing, and uncertainty about the future were Gen Z's top three concerns. Contrary to the belief that we spend all our free time doxing C-list celebrities who don't acknowledge their white, cis, hetero privilege, it turns out our priorities are fundamentally material. What makes this all the more anguish-inducing is the fact that avenues for change are limited. Addressing our concerns is seen as parliamentary kryptonite by both major political parties. In the 2017 general election, a majority of voters under 47 years voted for Labour. In the Brexit vote, a majority of under 50s voted to remain. We know who prevailed in each of these contests, not us. But what about the idea that Gen Z is illiberal? The Channel 4 study found that almost half of 13 to 24-year-olds surveyed thought some people deserved to be cancelled, compared with one-third of over 25s. They have very little tolerance for people with beliefs they disagree with. No generation has a monopoly on illiberalism, but if every call-in show or TV debate about cancel culture spent more time focusing on government legislation such as this, the stereotypes attached to my generation might have less traction. But I don't want to dodge the issue either. I think we are a generation that is very diverse and less likely to inhabit a social world that is straightforwardly Christian or straight or cisgendered. Being intolerant of intolerance is, for many of us, not a performative game of woke point scoring, but is a matter of respect for ourselves and those around us. The demands of Gen Z are simple. We want a world where everybody is treated with respect and without prejudice, and to live in a future where we could put a deposit down on a studio flat before the floodwater is lapping at the door. Is that too much to ask? Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.